new one called Raga, R-A-G-A. It's an Indian restaurant. It's all done up very nicely. It reminded me of Veeraswamy in London. It's the oldest Indian restaurant in London. Same kind of an upscale tone to it. I like the food here better than Veeraswamy.
Wow.
I really, really enjoyed it.
What specifically made Raga better?
A varied menu. It kind of goes all over India, but some different tastes. And the service was just almost too much. You know, almost like, okay, just stop asking me how everything is. Ask the last three people who just asked me how everything is. Everything's fine. but Raga, give it a try.
What's the next place on our Where Have You Been Lately tour?
Next place is a new restaurant at Epcot's France Pavilion. Now, usually I don't go out of my way to review the restaurants at Epcot. I do include them because visitors want to know and I need to know what's going on. But this one is important. It's called Monsieur Paul. And Paul, in this case, is Paul Bocuse.
Help me out here. Who exactly is Paul Bocuse?
Arguably the most famous chef in the world.
Oh, how did he become that?
Paul Bocuse did something nearly 50 years ago that no chef had ever done before, and that's that he put his own name on the restaurant. And you think about it today, where you've got celebrity chefs all over the place.
Sure.
Paul Bocuse was the first one to do that.
He was quite an innovator.
You know, up to that point, chefs were really the second, maybe third class employees. They were kept in the basement. They were really, really sad characters. Some of them still are, but and some should be kept in the basement. But he just said, you know, this is going to be my restaurant. I'm putting my name on it. And it just really changed the whole face of the culinary world.
So what's on the menu at Monsieur Paul?
Monsieur Paul has a lot of the items that Bocuse features at his restaurant, which is just outside Lyon, France.
What would you recommend there?
The truffle soup is a must, just loaded with black truffles. A lobster dish that's a signature dish that's really wonderful. So I really enjoyed the food. It reminded me of my visit to Paul Bocuse in France. And if you've got an annual pass that can get you in the gate, when you talk about almost $100 entrance fee, it's probably not worth just going down for dinner. But if you can combine it with another visit, then definitely do that.
Excellent. Now, where else have you been recently?
Belle Isle Bayou, Cajun Creole restaurant in Belle Isle. It's a Conway and Hoffner. And, of course, there's a double meaning to the name in that there is a Belle Isle in Louisiana.
What'd you have at the Belle Isle Bayou?
I had a jambalaya that when I took my first bite of the jambalaya, I said, oh, they just dumped in a bunch of spicing just for spicing's sake. And that's usually an indication that they don't know what they're doing. But as I took more bites, I started to get more of the layers of flavoring like you should. Hmm. So there was just something about that first bite that kind of struck my taste buds. But as it went on, I said, yep, this is a pretty good jambalaya. Good gumbo, too. You got to have a good gumbo if you're going to have a Cajun restaurant. Little bits of okra. I like the okra. They put a little scoop of rice on it. You can mix it in if you want. Take it off if you don't.
Flavors from around the world and around the corner. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.